bottom, middle, top, top, top. Right, well then I think there were two little tables here. So who we got here? We've got bride there, and we've got bridegroom there. So why don't you take the top seat? Okay, now we've got a friend. A friend's going to be at the wedding banquet. Daisy, are you going to be a friend? Where do we think a friend would go? Bottom, middle, near the bride and bridegroom? In the middle. Okay, Daisy, you go in the middle. Okay, right, we've got a bridesmaid. Oh, you're going to be a bride. Where do we think a bridesmaid should go? Near the bride and bridegroom? Yep. Okay, there we go. Take your seat. Who else? Oh, we've got a cook. Someone who's going to cook the meal. Who's going to be a cook? Will you be the cook? They've got to have a banquet, haven't they? They've got to have a meal. So where do we think the cook would go? In the kitchen. Well, we haven't got the kitchens. Where do you think you'd like to go? Where would you like to sit? Help me direct. Should we go next to Daisy, the cook? It's quite an important place, I think. I think cook, well, it says chef there. Oh, a servant who's going to be... Oh, that's kind. Come on, then. Where does the servant usually sit? At the bottom. Okay. Now, we've got some... We need another friend. Be a friend. I've got to have 8 people sitting here. Pippa, you be a friend. Come on. Verity, you going to be a friend? No, one. Friend probably ought to sit up here, shouldn't they? Right, okay. Now, there's one more guest. It's the king. The king. The king of England has been invited to this banquet. And where would the king normally sit? Come on. Come on, mate. Come on. Great. But where do we think the king should sit? We've got a place left. Should people move? Do you think the king should be near? About bridesmaid friend, do you want to move down a bit? Bridesmaid. King, there we go. Okay. It's all right. Just take your places. Okay, so we've got this wedding banquet. We've got the bride and bridegroom at the top. We've got the king next door. We've got a bridesmaid. We've got servant at the end and the cook basically near the end. Now that's probably, if we went to a wedding banquet today, it's probably what the seating would look like, basically. However, we've now got a story coming up that might say something very, very different. So, can you listen to the story? It's coming up behind you. Okay.
Everyone was carefully watching Jesus. Jesus saw how the guests had tried to take the best seats. So he told them, "When you are invited to a wedding feast, don't sit in the best place. Someone more important may have been invited. Then the one who invited you will come and say, 'Give your place to this other guest.' You will be embarrassed and will have to sit in the worst place. When you are invited to be a guest, go and sit in the worst place. Then the one who invited you may come and say, 'My friend, come, take a better seat.' You will then be honored in front of all the other guests. If you put yourself above others, you will be put down. But if you humble yourself, you will be honored." Then Jesus said to the man who had invited him, When you give a dinner or a banquet, don't invite your friends and family and relatives and rich neighbours. If you do, they will invite you in return and you will be paid back. When you give a feast, invite the poor, the paralysed, the lame and the blind. They cannot pay you back, but God will bless you and reward you when his people rise from death.
So very different from what we've just done, isn't it? He said those who have been put in the high places need to go down lower. Because sometimes this, I think, is a story about being puffed up. We're going to be thinking about humility and hospitality. We're thinking about humility at the moment. Now, you've got balloons there, haven't you? Now, I'm not going to ask you to blow them up, but I'm going to blow them up because balloons can be great fun. We have them at parties, don't we? They can bring great joy and, you know, we can throw them up in the air, can't we? And we do lots of things with balloons. But sometimes when a balloon bursts, how many children get a bit upset when their balloon gets burst, doesn't it? Yeah? So they can bring happiness, but they can bring disappointment as well. Sometimes we are like balloons, okay? Sometimes we're like balloons. Thank you very much, because I might have, so that's very kind. But we sometimes can get a bit puffed up. Is it all right if I blow it? Yes, okay. Sometimes we think we're the best looking. We're the best at sport. We're the most intelligent. We've made a lot of money. And sometimes, sooner or later, I'm not going to do it, but sooner or later, boing! And we get deflated, don't we? Yeah? So when you have a balloon, perhaps you can remember that it's not a good idea to get all puffed up, but rather be humble. Now, humble, for those adults of you, humble, the original word comes from the word humus, which we know means earth or ground, doesn't it? We eat humus. Humus, we're grounded. We need to be well grounded. Humility doesn't mean that we're walked over or we allow people to make us feel small. That's not what humility is about. Humility is being well grounded, thinking others are better than ourselves, and remembering that all the good things that we get and receive are from God. So we might do well. We might have the best voice. We might be the best at maths in school. But that's a gift from God. And we don't puff ourselves up thinking we're better than one another. So now on, when you see a balloon, I hope it will remind you not to be too puffed up of yourselves, because someone may come along and burst it, but I'm not going to do that. So, the other bit of the story, there was another bit of the story. He said to the person who had invited him, don't invite your friends and family because you know you will get invited back. Don't do that. And honestly, we do that. Well, I do that. He says, invite those people who probably cannot invite you back. Now, he talks about the blind and the lame. Today, I'm trying to put it into context. So, why don't we think, perhaps, see if this works. Changing it over. Alice is doing a wonder at the back. Right. So, I think this is where I might need Andy. No, I think I do it here. Okay. Okay. Who does Jesus suggest we ask to a meal? And I'm going to collect your little things up and I'm going to give you different things instead. So who does Jesus suggest we ask for a meal? Well, here's the wedding banquet. Invite those who cannot invite us back. So I'm going to do a swap there. Okay. There we go. I'm taking that one away. Who else does he say maybe? Invite those we find challenging. So King, you're going to get that one. Who else maybe? Invite those who are alone and lonely. Daisy. Okay. There we go. Let's do a swap. Invite those who do not share our faith. Okay, just swap. What next then? Invite those who might surprise our family and friends. There we go. Oh gosh, on we go. Invite those at school to our homes who are not invited by others. That's a tough one, isn't it? We like to invite home those people we know are popular. But Jesus says to us today, invite those who you know others might not invite home. So there's something to think about. So let's not be on our high horses, but let's learn to be humble rather than puffed up. That's what Jesus is teaching us today. And also, he's saying, think about who your friends are. Think about who your friends are. Perhaps sometimes reach out to those who you wouldn't normally reach out. Because the thing is, the kingdom of God is upside down to our world today. It's completely the reverse. Completely. And that's the family Xander has been baptized into. We do things differently in the kingdom of God. Our values are different. Our character is different. And it's Jesus who is our role model. It's Jesus we follow. So I'm going to just finish with a little prayer before Ruth comes and brings us our prayers. So let us pray. Jesus, help us to be humble. And remind us that whatever abilities we have are a gift from you, and that you are the one who always deserves the praise. And these things we pray in God's holy name. Amen.